Production. Recorded live.
All right, welcome everybody to tonight's Monday night open forum, here in Talk Show. I think this is episode 31. Anyway, we're going to continue talking about the grand jury as we prepare here in New York get ready for our workshop at the end of the month here, and we're kind of targeting the second week of July to run the elections in the counties throughout New York State. So we'll see where that goes. That's our target date. But there's a couple of things I'd like to really focus in on tonight. One of them really is, enforcement. A lot of people ask, how are you going to enforce? I know that there is a story of some group that created a grand jury, and it was on a federal level, and a federal judge stepped in and prevented them from going forward and told them they couldn't do it, and then they didn't know what to do. And that was the problem. The problem is that they didn't know what to do. Again, we're kind of blessed in the sense that we were studying common law for a while prior to getting into the grand jury. And we kind of ignored the grand jury. We knew we were going to get around to it, but we just didn't look at it. And I'm thankful that we didn't look at it because we may have went prematurely. But there are procedures. There are court procedures. There are processes. And that cannot be stopped. First of all, a judge doesn't have the authority to tell the people anything. He can't tell them that they can't form a grand jury. He can't deny them of their right of a grand jury. And if they understood the procedures and the process, then they could have done something with this judge. But let's take New York State. Let's just stick on that subject here. When we go through the process, and we do have a specific process, which we've spoke about many times, on how we're going to go through the election. It's going to be a very well put together election. And the election is not electing people to a grand jury. The election is to elect the process back into the county, a common law grand jury in the county. We, the people, want it. And so we kind of get together and say we're electing it for it, that purpose. And hang on a second. And so that's the process that we have to go through is through an election process. Now, once that's done and you show with diligence what diligence you took to get the process through the election, we spoke about how we're going to document all this. We then filed that with a declaration. And the declaration is really the top sheet of the process that we went through, just declaring the fact that an election was held on a certain date, a certain time, and a certain place, and then all the evidence proving that that election was held that is undeniable, and that the people came out and decided to vote would be undeniable. And then the authorities, five pages of authorities on the right of the people for doing this common law procedure and taking things back under the wing of the people. And of course, the Constitution backs it up, the Declaration of Independence backs it up. I mean, there's so much out there in authority. Court rulings, case law backs it up, the Magna Carta, and so on. And so we have the authority, we have the declaration, which is the cover sheet, we have the proof that the process went forward. And that gets filed with the county clerk. Now, the county clerk won't know enough, in all likelihood, to reject it, okay? If they did, then we'll force them, we'll give them a... there is a process, again, writing for an error, a writ of error, and we can force the county clerk to file your papers. And if they refuse, they're facing 3 years in prison. So they're not going to refuse once they understand that. So the county clerk will file, and again, I don't see a problem with the county clerk. Then the court clerk. You're filing with the court clerk for the county, which is the state Supreme Court. Okay, in the particular county that you're in, and you file it with the court clerk with a cover letter. Of course, it's got the declaration and it's got the cover letter. The cover letter really lets them know that you're going to be calling Monday morning to talk with them concerning access to the jury room and sort of to get the keys to the room, so to speak, and ID cards for the most active people. so they can go in and out of the building without having to go through the process of metal detectors and all that stuff. So now, no judge can do anything or say anything. They can't even make a peep, because the first question is, yeah, where's your authority? They have none. There's nothing. They're dead in the water. So they can't do anything. As a matter of fact, nobody could do anything. And if the clerk refuses to go through the process, then again, you filed a writ of error, and you filed an enforcement upon them under the threat of 3 years in jail, because that's what they could get for refusing to file a paper through the normal procedure and process. So getting access into the building, getting access to be recognized and realized is not a problem, really. Again, there may be a few things that may come up, but we can deal with them because we know how to do the paperwork. We also, the strength in doing this in numerous court of records at the same time is that you can have one, not court of records, but juries at the same time. You can have one grand jury in another county help the grand jury in the county that's having a problem under the threat of indictment with a judge or someone of that effect. Also, there's a court of record procedure that you can file and go through. You could also do a writ of mandamus, but that would be like one of the last things that I would do after experiencing, all the problems that could arise from that. So there's a lot of ways to go about it to force it through. And again, it's just one procedure to another procedure to another procedure, and eventually they will break. Now, once you're in control and the people take control of this process, then it's just a matter of people realizing, when the sheriff comes to visit you, he's coming to the grand jury room. He has no questions about who you are and what your authority is, and he's not going to reject anything that you might lawfully require of him. Not that you can require much of him anyway, but you can support him, and he can support you. But the key thing, for getting a presentment for going forward, a judge cannot refuse the presentment. The presentment isn't presented to the judge. The presentment is presented to the court through the process. It's all done. It's all clerical. It has nothing to do with anyone to make. There is no decision making to be made here. Okay? And we know that. They may not know that we know that. And as soon as they stick their nose into it, they're going to get hit with a writ of error. And they're going to be commanded to back off, and they're going to be threatened thoroughly, if necessary, with our first indictment. And the only one that would possibly try to stick their nose in would be the judge. So, you see, coming in is not a problem. Being recognized is not a problem. The judge will know that you're the grand jury. There's nothing he could do about it. You're sitting in the grand jury room, one flight above him or below him, and he's not going to go up against you, because he's going to understand what a common law grand jury is, and there's nothing he could do. The prosecutor is surely not going to do it. And of course, you're going to get cooperation with the sheriff. But again, with the presentment, it's filed with the court. You'll send out summons, maybe if you want to investigate, bring the people into the grand jury room and interrogate them, so to speak, question them. If they don't show up, then you turn to the court, you file the papers with the clerk. The clerk files the papers and gets a judge's signature on it. There's nothing to debate. There's nothing to argue. There's nothing to discuss. This is the process. They can't go outside of that process. The judge can't refuse to sign the paper. Okay? So the bottom line is he signs the paper, and then you get a court summons to the individual, which means the third summons is the sheriff with a pair of bracelets. Okay? And they will understand that. So they will come, and you will talk. And then you'll make a decision whether you're going to turn this presentment into an indictment type thing. You're going to send it into the court and present it. Now, once that is sent into the presented to the court, again, it is the process. The judge has nothing to say about it. He's not even involved in the case. A judge has to be appointed to that case, and a good likelihood the elected judge of the county is going to be appointed, but he may be too busy, and another judge, in the county next door, or an acting judge that might work in numerous counties might be appointed to case. So So the judge doesn't even come to play. It's just the process. The process of the paperwork goes through. It's put onto the calendar. The prosecutors are, brought together for the purpose of creating and preparing a case, and things go forward. And if you don't trust the prosecutors that the government sets up, we get our own prosecutors. It's called a special, what's it called? Not a special attorney general, but it's a special something. When I let the mic off, when I open the mics up, someone might remember that. But anyway, then you're going to appoint someone else. It doesn't have to be a lawyer. Especially if it's someone with the government that's being prosecuted, I don't think you want to have a lawyer running that particular case. But, of course, a common law lawyer, but I'm talking about an attorney, one who belongs to the bar. But anyway, it's all about the process. The process is not a problem in New York State. People may try to step in between it. They may try to do something. They're not going to succeed if you know what to do next. And they count on you not knowing what to do next. So if they step and put their toes into it, and you know how to cut their toes off, they're going to remember before they put the other foot into it. So it's all about the process. Now, there's one other thing I want to talk about before we open up the lines. I had someone brought up, and this isn't the first time, people don't understand what liberty really is. I had an individual recently brought up the point that, or the idea that, well, look at, you have the Constitution, you have the Bill of Rights, and then you have the I think it's the 10th Amendment that says that, everything else that isn't mentioned or covered, it goes to the people in the state. And that individual thought, well, okay, the state could do anything. And, if the state wanted to make anybody wearing a red shirt a crime and punishable by something, that they could do that. And, of course, they cannot do that because, first of all, you have to go back to the authority. Where has any of the people ever given any authority to any legislator to be able to legislate their behavior anywhere? How does the master give the servant power? Why would the master take the keys and total control and give it to the servant and allow that servant to rule over him? Why would he ever do that? Of course, he never would. We never did. It never happened. So any state that tries to act outside of the authority given to them is acting in a criminal act. So there's nothing they can do. And you have to realize this. That's the key thing to this. We have to be able to recognize this and say, no, we're not going to comply to that because we're the master and you're the servant. And you don't have the authority to rule over us and to try to put some control over our behaviors. They just don't have that authority. So it always goes back to authority. Where's your authority? And then they have to show it to you. Clearly, the Bill of Rights is a paper written by the people, ordained and established by the people. It's part of the Constitution. It's added to the Constitution. And it's to put them in the box. It has nothing to do with us. It has to do with the servant, to prevent the servant from getting out of control. And so we put them in a box by giving them this paper. It's called the Bill of Rights. But that does not establish all of our rights. The bottom line is consent. And we have to get this through our heads. This is the key to understanding liberty. It's consent, jurisdiction, authority. Where's their authority? Where's their jurisdiction? Where is their consent? They have to show that. If they can't, then they don't have authority. They don't have jurisdiction. And Declaration of Independence talks about the consent of the people. The Constitution talks about the consent of the people. It must come from the consent. A government cannot arrest anyone and put you in jail without getting the consent of the people. Therein is the purpose of the grand jury. They know that. That's a fact. They absolutely know that. They're not ignorant to that. That's why they created a facade, a puppet grand jury, so that they can get around it, and they can go after people, and they can control the grand jury, they can control the trial jury, and they can put the people in jail that they want to put in jail. They can convince everybody that these laws have to be obeyed, and they get they choose these people with the psychological profiles. When they question these people, they fill out the paperwork to become a grand jurist or to become even a trial jury. There's a lot of questions. They get to know what your psychological makeup is. And they're going to get rid of anybody who thinks like we do about liberty and realizing that without an injured party, there is no crime. So, again, you know, if the people don't give the consent, the government can do nothing. Okay, and if the people are in charge, let them try to blackmail someone without a trial and let us find out about it, because we're going to indict every single person along that line that thinks they could do that. The rights of everyone in this country is the right to a trial, the right to face their witnesses, and to be done in an open court. That's the right of everyone. Nothing can take that away. Nothing. No emergency, nothing. And so once we realize that and we don't permit that, the government has no control over the people to be able to arrest them out of their just a whim, okay? The other thing is that when you get into the lower courts, what's called the nisi prius courts, that means a court created by statutes and ruled by statutes, they have no authority at all, whatsoever, none, zero. And they have to get your consent. And when you show up the day that you're called, the summons before the court, when you show up, And you tell them that you're innocent or guilty, okay? Then you've given them consent, and they can go forward. Once you realize that, you don't give them consent. You show up there. You call it a special appearance, which means I'm here just to test the warrant to see if it's real, to see if it has anything behind it. Apparently, it doesn't have anything behind it. We're in this court, and there's no constitution involved here. It's a nisi prius court. Okay, so you can show up so you don't get arrested and say you're there for a special appearance. The second thing is you refuse to make a plea. You do not make a plea. You file a paper which challenges their jurisdiction, and that's what you rest on. And if they set you up for a second date to come back, you go right down to the Supreme Court of your county, and you file and open up a court of record. If you don't know how to do that, then you're in trouble. Now, court of record is not all that difficult, and yes, you're going to have to learn some new things, but it is what it is. We should have learned this when we were younger. We should have learned this in school. They should have taught it to us, the whole process, but they didn't. So now, as adults, we're going to have to go back and learn a little bit. Maybe it'll take us a year, maybe it'll take us 6 months, depending on how much time you can put in per week, but it's not going to be all that big a deal. As a matter of fact, it's quite fascinating, but we have to do this if we want to be free. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, if a people expects to be ignorant and free, guess what? They expect what never was and is never going to be. So, you know, we're going to have to learn these things, get schooled a little. And I think that's a lot of reasons why the people are here tonight and have been coming and even looking at our sites. So, again, it's all back to the process. It's back to the authorities. It's back to consent, okay, and what to do. And so, unless there is an injured party, there is no crime, period. End of subject. You have to go looking for the injured party. If you can't find one, there is no crime. Now, I'm sure there are certain circumstances that are, you know, where the public at large could be the injured party to some degree, but the people have got to decide that, and they've got to be very careful with that because that can get carried away. Okay? You know, lewd behavior. Something like that might be considered something, and I would think you're not going to put someone in jail for that. That kind of a thing, maybe a penalty of some kind, a monetary penalty, and some community service or something, you know. But anyway, I just wanted to cover those two subjects. We can talk some more about it, but we have to get this clear. There is a procedure, and that procedure, no one can get in the way of it. People will try, but if we understand what we're doing, and we do understand what we're doing and what the process is, we will foil their process of destroying our process. And the second thing, again, is the states don't have the right to create anything that governs your behavior. They simply just don't have the authority. Okay, with that, I'm going to open up the mics. What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave the mics closed because all the mics open, it just causes way too much noise. Raise your hand if you want to speak on the mic. To raise your hand, and we'll unmute your mic. To raise your hand, you just press *8 on your phone, *8, and your hand will go up. We'll recognize that, and we'll unmute your mic. And as I'm waiting for hands to go up, I don't see any hands going up yet, but as I'm waiting for that, I'd like to just say one more thing. We are out of time. You know, we had a lot of people. We've got a lot of people. We've been touring the state for a while. We've visited a lot of people. We spoke with a lot of people online. People have called us from all over the state, all over the country, and we get a lot of commitments, and everybody thinks this is a great idea, but they're procrastinating. There is no more time left. We have to move with haste. If you haven't filed, if you haven't went up there and registered for our end-of-the-month workshop, you need to get up there and register now. And you need to call everyone that you know, especially if you're a county or a state leader. You need to call everyone you know that has committed and hold them to their word and push them to get out here and to register for this process. We have to learn. It's an eight-hour course, and it's only an eight-hour course for us in the beginning of this thing, because we not only have to learn the state of mind, we have to learn what the fiction is and the state of mind, we also have to learn the process of executing this common law grand jury in our counties. And so therefore, we have probably an additional 3 hours or so, roughly speaking, I don't even know, I'm just taking a guess, of the information just looking at the way things work. But once we're established, then others will coming in, they won't have to go through such a long course. It's 8 hours. Maybe they could do it in 4 hours or 5 hours or 6 hours. I don't know. We'll figure that out. And that should orient them for to become a grand jurist. The rest of the stuff, as far as the procedures and the paperwork of the grand jury, will be learned on the job, so to speak. They'll just learn it by seeing it done and participating with that. Okay. Anyway, I still don't see any hands up. If anybody wants to raise their hand, *8, your hand will go up, and we will unmute you. Gerard, let me unmute you, by the way. So you're unmuted, Gerard. But anyway, do you have anything to add to anything?
I'm sorry, I was sending paperwork back and forth as you were talking.
Oh, okay.
But let's see here. Let me go in the text chat here a minute. I can't find.
But I see a hand or two up. Let's see. I see one, two, three hands. Northern Virginia, I'm going to open up your mic. Your mic is open. You guys.
Hi. Hey, thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's your first name?
My name is Dave.
Dave? Okay, Dave from Northern Virginia. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Active libertarian, and I also read this really interesting book, Freedom is More Than a Seven-Letter Word, which kind of talks about maritime law and versus common law, so fascinating topic. You might have covered this, I don't know, I was here at the beginning of the call but dropped off. Has anyone else done what you're doing in this common law region or another common law region, outside of North America?
Well, yes. Matter of fact, there's a group from Michigan, which we do have a audio from one of the leaders of that group that led the process and seems to be pretty knowledgeable of how things go. And we've met up with also someone who had partnered with them. I guess there was quite a few of them got together to do this thing, and they did it in Michigan. They did things a little different than we're doing it. It seems to work, and that's okay. That's the key thing. One of the things that they were threatened with, the only thing they were threatened with, from what I understand, is don't go about arresting judges, okay? And so they haven't done that, and they're going forward with a lot of stuff, and it seems to be working. Hopefully we'll get one or two of these individuals on our program.
And that was a specific threat from Homeland Security, I believe.
Right. So, but other than that, there are other counties scattered throughout the United States that have done this. I'm aware of maybe about, I don't know what particular ones, but I think I've heard maybe about six or so in different states, maybe seven. And so a little bit of it has been done in the modern day. The process is there. The procedure is there. And all we need is the people. The people have been dumbed down. This has been hidden from them, and that's the problem. So we're going to do it. I listen and watch what people are doing, and I see where they lack certain knowledge in common law and procedure. And that's where our strong parts are. That's what you have to understand with our group, is our strong points are with common law and procedures, court of record. Not that we're expert in it, but we're, I guess, as close as you could find, because there's a lot of people that don't, very few people who know about this, how this process works. So, but we're kind of blessed with that ability to be able to have that concern, consideration as we look at that. We could see the mistakes they made. Again, you know, the biggest mistake when they hit a brick wall is succumbing to the brick wall, succumbing to the judge or whoever it is that got in the way, and not know what to do. That's the biggest problem. We know what to do.
And you know, they know what to do too, the guys on top, and they gauge you by that. So when you hit something and you don't come back right away with a left hook, so to speak, then they know that you don't really have the whole picture. You know, then who knows what they do after that? You know, they're always testing their, they know their enemy. So if you're going in there and you're doing something, and then you, like John says, you hit a brick wall, and then you don't move, then they know that you don't know what the next move is. You know, so that's a problem. I mean, and the thing is, you know, then what happens is, you know, there's a credibility issue, and then some people look into what they did, and they go, oh, I already heard about that process. That doesn't work. They stopped them. Well, they stopped them because they didn't have the whole story, you know. And the other story is they're biting off too big of a piece of the apple. You know, you get one county, a grand jury, and then you go and indict the president or you know, one of these other guys, and you're not going to do it because up at that level, you know, the political clout translates into power, and you can't do it. You see, if we do this on the local level, we take our counties back, we take our towns back, those guys on the top have nothing to stand on because their power is built on the local level. And if the local level is straightening out the judges and the prosecutors, and guess what? Their system only, the New World Order system only works because it's self-policing. And as long as people cooperate with it, it works. But when you have prosecutors like we have here in New York, we have one that refused to prosecute a guy on the SAFE Act because he had too many bullets in his magazine. That, what did that do? That just took the ground out from Cuomo and Obama, both of them simultaneously. One prosecutor saying, "I will not prosecute." Now the thing with that is you know, you need to build a groundswell of public support, because that guy can't be sitting out there in the wind with his sword out, you know, with nobody behind him. So that's why it's important. You know, our goal is to get all 62 counties, and that's every county in New York State. They're going to have a real hard time making us look like a fringe group when we have 62 counties acting in unison, and then those 62 counties have their jury foremen, you know, meet and they coordinate what they're doing, and that's going to be very, very powerful, you know.
By the way, for those in New York, there is a Freedom Fest this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Gerard, do you remember the name of that place where that's at? That Freedom Fest. It's south of Albany, but kind of west.
Yeah.
Well,
not.
Do you remember the name of it?
Was it?
We're going to Boersville. Maybe. You were going to post it up.
Was it Boersville? It's like west. It's northwest of Albany. It's not. You know.
We will post that information up on NY
Liberty
Alliance. Huh?
That's the one that's 3 days you're talking about?
3 days, yeah. We will post that information up on NY Liberty Alliance meetup group. And anybody who wants to join that meetup group, again, go to newyorkcommuniman.org. The top right side of the page, you see join, and you'll join our meetup group, which is statewide. We use it mostly for communications. But we also use it to let people know of events going on throughout the state that's of an interest to all of us, not just a particular county. I see other people that want to talk. And by the way, Northern Virginia, you're still unmuted if you want to talk. But let me open up Ohio. It looks like SE Ohio, the southeast. Huh? Southeast Ohio, you're open. Is that SE stand for southeast?
Guy.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Who's talking?
Hey, John. I worked for an attorney service in Los Angeles for 20 years, and I always asked the court, I was
who's
calling
talking?
Staff.
Who's talking?
Randy.
Okay, and did you come in under Ohio or some other way?
No. I'm living in Ohio right now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm no longer confused now. Okay?
Okay. and one of the things I learned in my job as a process server was if a clerk does not want to follow something that you want to file, you have to tell that clerk, I'm following this on demand then.
Correct. That's
right.
Because
only a judge can say, no, you can't follow that. That's it.
Right. File on demand. We have a paper for that. Yep.
And another thing is, I had a traffic case going, and I filed a writ of review certiorari, and I'm not lying. 15 minutes away from the courthouse, I get a phone call from the head clerk. You know what she tries to tell me? You can't follow this. I said, well, I already have a conform copy, so tough.
Did she file it?
She had no choice. I had a conform copy.
Okay. There you
go.
Make sure it's the process. They cannot prevent the process from going through. If they do, and if you don't know what to do, they're going to take advantage of you all day long, and you'll never get anything done.
Exactly.
You have to learn the process.
Exactly. Yeah, only a judge can reject a document being filed. That's it. And the clerk cannot do it.
Well, he better have the authority to do it. You know,
well,
he may do it, and that'll relieve the clerk, but then it puts the judge on the spot, and he better be able to produce his authority, because otherwise we're going to go after him. And once they understand that we know that we can go after them and we know how to go after them, believe me, then we'll get a little respect.
Yeah, one time I was in court, I looked at the prosecutor and I said, by what authority do you have to prosecute this case?
Mm-hmm.
He just looked at me and he sat there and smiled. He would not answer the question.
No, they won't. You have to do a demand for authority, and then you have to follow through. We've done demands for authority, but we didn't know how to follow through. But now we know how to follow through.
But why couldn't you take an ex parte to the next higher level of the court?
What do I want?
Do an ex parte.
That's true. You could do an ex parte.
Yeah.
Well, here in New York,
there's just one way to skin a cat, you know?
Right. Here in New York, though, when we file a case, we can file a case without filing a request for judicial intervention. So it's called an RJI here in New York. I don't know if they have that in Ohio. So we can file a case and not have a judge involved. And when we do a common law case, which is a court of record, we don't need a judge involved. We're going to decide for the people.
Right.
And usually, depending on how it's going, we'll usually already have won the case through a notice and demand, and we've let them know in a notice of demand that we would decide for them. Should they decide to default, we would decide for them what the process, you know, what the results of the case is going to be and what the penalties will be, and we'll do that in a court of record. So we tell them all up front, irrelevant whether they understand how it works or not. That doesn't mean anything.
But that workshop thing that you have, is that something I can do online, or do I have to go to New York to be a part of it?
No. Oh, everybody, we have gone national. Okay, so every state is welcome to come in.
Okay,
look, common law is the same here as it is there.
Okay, but your state representative, oh, I know. Your state representative for Ohio, I already sent them an email. That was like 4 days ago. Nothing back.
You want to get into our workshop, right? The end of the month?
Well, I would, but I sent an email to your representative for Ohio, and I never heard nothing back.
Oh, don't go to him, although you should go get contact with that person. There should be a phone number. Call the person up on the phone and talk to them.
I think it was just an email address.
You know, we do have one person up there with just an email address, but I think we posted someone else today, and that might have been
Ohio. Today?
I think so. I think
so. Well, I'll go check it out then.
Yeah, I'm going to look right now real quick on Ohio and see what we have there.
If you can tell me what city in Ohio they're in.
Yeah, we have a guy named John in Ohio, and we have a phone number for him.
Is it 614 area code?
It's a 937 area code, so it's probably a cell phone.
937 area code,
yeah.
That's probably, I don't know where that's in Ohio, probably up north.
Yeah, but in any event, he's in Ohio, someone you could talk to. But, no, if you want to come to our workshop at the end of the month, and we did one earlier, and we did one later. The first weekend we did for, let me see, is the 22nd and the 23rd. That starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Goes
yeah, but it's in New York, right?
No, this is online. It's a webinar. It's from 10 to 2. It's from 10 to 2. And then for those who are on the far west coast, you know, the time difference involved, and it's too early for them, the second weekend was starting at noontime Eastern Standard Time. Now, all you have to do is go to our front page, the welcome page, and click on Register for Workshop. And then you'll have the two options, whether you want to do the first weekend or the second weekend. Like I said, the big difference is the time. That's it. It's the same course. And they're both eight-hour courses. And it's that simple. Just sign up, and then the day you'll get an email confirming your registration. If you don't, then you're going to want to contact me, but you should get it. Once you get that email confirming your registration, you save that email, and at the time of the event, you open that email and you click the link, and it'll bring you right into the room.
Okay, but the other day, remember I told you the common law jury thing you had going on a Thursday. I did everything you're supposed to do, and I couldn't get it hooked up. You said you guys were having some problems with it.
Right, that was the first one we did. We did have some problems, but we're doing pretty good since then.
Okay.
So we have one. We have a presentation tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. You can go out to our calendar and hook on that, or if you belong to our meetup group, New York NY Liberty Alliance Meetup, which again is New York Committeeman, you click on the join button up top. If you join our meetup group, you will be getting emails on that and with information. But if not, you can go to newyorkcommittyman.org, click on our calendar, find the date of the presentation you want to go to, click on the link, and you can register, and they'll send you an email confirming your registration.
Okay.
So anybody that's going to go to these things need to go out and register. So, West North Carolina. Okay, I guess it's WN, North Carolina. You're open. And Ohio, you're still open if you want to talk. But
okay.
North Carolina, go right ahead.
Hi, John. This is Jay.
How you doing, Jay?
I was wondering if they can only rule with the consent of the governed, but if there's 100 people in the courtroom and you're the only one that's informed in there and you do not give them consent, you don't have to have like a majority or anything. You're just standing on your rights, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I wanted to get that straight. And,
right. If you're in what kind of a situation? A town court with a ticket or carrying a gun or something like that? Yeah. Well, you only go once, and you go up under special appearance. That means that you're not here to consent, and you're there to challenge. You at that point, you should have already filed a paper with the court, and you would ask the judge if he got your paper yet, and if he says he hasn't seen it. You always make sure you have an extra copy, so I have an extra copy here. And you tell the judge that he has to, throw this case out. He can't proceed one step further. And you can warn him if he ignores that, and you say, you got to understand something. I'm pursuing other charges against you if I walk out of this courtroom and this has not been thrown out. And then if you walk out and they give you another date, then you have to go down, you have to open a court of record. Now, if people around you know how to do a court of record, they can teach you and show you and help you, but you have to learn on your own, as I'm sure you know. and others who are listening. You've got to learn how to do this yourself. It's no big thing. It's not rocket science. But you have to open your own court of record, and you have to then open when you go. If they call you back onto that date, your court has to overrule that court and challenge them. And when you go into that courtroom, you open your courtroom on top of their courtroom. There are two courts opening at the same time in that same building at the same place. And you have to understand how this works. And then you have to over...
Is that what happened on the video that's on that?
I don't know. I've seen videos. No, on that
no,
one
it's
guy.
On, it's on your website.
Yeah, which guy? Which one?
It's the one where he arrests the prosecutor.
Okay, yes. He went over, if you notice, he said he had filed the papers, okay? Yes, that's
yeah,
exactly
he
what
said,
he was doing.
This is my,
he walked into
this
that court, opened up the court in that court. He says, my court, yep. That's
and,
what he
yeah, and the prosecutor started talking, and he said, wait a minute, Judge, this is my court.
That's right. And if you notice, he started emptying his pockets and giving his keys to the secretary, whoever that woman thought he was being
that
arrested. But then the
and
judge
he,
stopped it.
And he scraped all of his paperwork into his briefcase and went home.
Right.
Now the webinar, are you guys going to record that in any way, or I mean that's live interactive, right?
We you know I'm going to tell you we're going to create a special one for people behind us, okay?
Well,
and yeah,
well,
so
well,
most
well.
Of that will be there, so people will be able to take it, go up and file and register, and then just take it anytime they want. Because we'll always have to be bringing in new people. We want to build a pool of grand jury pool and a jury pool. And so we want to pull lots of people in. So we're going to make it simple. But right now, we have to do it now. I don't want people to feel that they can procrastinate and wait off, oh, I'll do it next week. No, you can't. You need to do it now.
Yeah,
we have
I,
to save the nation now.
I would sign up, but you know I'm a truck driver and I'm constantly
right.
moving.
Right.
So I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know what my internet connection is going to be like. A lot of times I'm on national access where I can't stream.
Well, do
anything,
the best
but...
you can and sign up for both. So if you miss one, you'll catch it on the next one. But eventually you just give me a call and I'll give you the links with all that stuff where you can download it all and listen on your own computer.
Okay.
And Vicky
went into court today and got it's extended till August 5th. So...
Okay. Yeah, well, I figured that's what would happen.
Yeah.
We could talk about that later if you want to do something about that.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely do.
But she's the one that's got to want to do something.
I know, uh-huh. I know, and I know.
Driver, are you
trying to get on.
Are you from
yes,
California? Sir? Are you from California?
Who are you talking to?
Dad, to the guy that you're talking to.
Oh. No. Originally, I think you were said you were from California, right?
Oh, I grew up, I was born in New York, grew up in Chicago, lived most of my teen young adult life in Minnesota, and I've lived in western North Carolina in the mountains on a land trust. On a land trust that was started by Roosevelt's Interior Secretary. And, I live in the shadow of Mount Mitchell, which is the tallest peak east of Mississippi River, right next to the Blue Ridge Parkway.
You know what? I'm a trucker, too. And I met a driver at one of the truck stops, and he was from North Carolina, by Asheville somewhere, and they had their own common law courts. They even served cops with a subpoena, and they actually showed up. Petrol, I'm sorry. It was at a petrol truck stop. I think it was the one in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. I live just north of Asheville.
Well, I think where he lived at was actually south of Asheville, but they had their own common law court.
Right. As one of the people, your court travels with you. You can open your court any way you want. Of course, you need to do it in an official way. You go down to the whatever county you're in. You go down to the Supreme Court. You open it up at that county court. New York is the best place to be for this, in my opinion, because, again, there's no RJI. And I don't know how it is in any place else, but there's no RJI in New York unless you put it forward. You can do the index number and do the summons and go through the whole process without ever pulling a judge in.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that before.
Yeah. Hey, but let me open up. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me open up. I'll leave you guys open, too. You can continue talking. Let me open up. I don't know whether it's NL and Holt or N Land and Holt, but I'm going to unmute you. You can give us your first name.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's Nicholas Land Holt.
Okay, gotcha.
And is in for the Nicholas, and then the last name is Land Holt in West Texas.
Okay, gotcha. So you're coming in from Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two fairly quick questions. Is jury nullification any part of this process or involvement?
Well, the whole thing is people nullification or the whole process. So that's the key to this whole thing. And by the way, we don't have anybody representing Texas if you want to take it up. But, jury nullification. Look, jury nullification is the people's ability to decide both law and facts.
Right.
And every court, it seems that the judge tries to take control of the jury at the end and say, now listen up, okay? And he tries to set it up so that they have to obey the law, and therefore he already knows they're going to have to find him guilty, the person guilty, if they obey the law. And we have a video of, I think we have this video up online, where people are talking about a case and they were asked if they were able to decide for themselves, you know, would they have changed their position, and they said yes. Forced to make the position that they made. And this is done all day long in courts all over this place. And we have to stop that. Yeah, with us, there is no puppet strings. With us, it is we the people, total control of ourselves. The judge can go to Hades, and the prosecutor can join them too, because we're not going to listen to any of them. We'll listen to hear what they have to say, but we have our own minds, and we're going to make our own decision.
If the judge instructs the jury, isn't he stepping outside of his...
If when we get into power and the judge and we move this process right back, we're going to turn the court and push it right back over into a common law court. Once we do that and we go and check up on this guy and sit in on his cases and we hear him say to the jury, which will be our jury now because it'll be us, and he tries to control that jury by saying, now listen, here is the law and this is what you have to do. That's jury tampering. And he will be indicted on the spot.
Yeah, I was in court one time, and the judge was giving jury instructions and sitting there telling them, oh, you're not to judge the law, just the facts. And I wanted to scream out, oh, really? Well, that's not what the organic California Constitution says.
Mm-hmm. New York State Constitution says the same thing.
Every state constitution is going
to
say that.
Judge.
Yeah, every state constitution is going to say that. But they've amended the Constitution where it doesn't say that anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have in ours, though. That's because they've been taken over by the Bar Association, and everybody thinks that statutes are laws, and we're all slaves, and we're following that process. And until we have our Helen Keller moment, wake up and smell the coffee. Say, wait a second, whoa, I don't give you consent. No, forget about it, no consent. You don't have jurisdiction.
Yep.
And then fight your battle.
Yep. It's a long battle.
Let me open up Florida. Yep. Florida,
right.
You have your hand up for a while now. Florida, your mic is open.
John?
Yeah.
Hey, it's John down in Florida. How are you?
How you doing, John?
I'm hanging in. A couple of quick questions. The first question I have was, who was getting trouble from the Department of Homeland Security and why?
Who, what?
Earlier you had said Department.
Yeah.
I can answer that. That was the guys up there in Wisconsin. He said they got a warning from Homeland Security, don't be arresting judges. And I think it was more like a friendly warning, such as, you know, if they go presenting judges and then judges have to go on trial, I think they feel like that'll bring a national attention, and Obama or Dogface there, what's her name, would then tell Homeland Security to go after them. So I think they told them, don't go arresting these judges, you know, because being in Homeland Security, that's who they're going to call on them, because they can't call anybody constitutional against them. In other words, they got to use some kind of presidential illegal edict like Homeland Security or one of these other unconstitutional organizations, because they can't fight this movement in court. They'll lose. You know what I mean? So the only way they're going to fight it is if they bring up Homeland Security somehow, and I don't even know that that'll work. I think that'll be a mistake. You know?
Right. We could live, if they did that to us, we could live with that for a couple of weeks until we get the whole state together,
well,
and then we'll tell them to go to hell.
Yeah, I mean, once we have every county, what's Homeland Security going to do? My goodness, we'll kick them out of state. They won't,
we'll arrest them. We'll
there.
Let the sheriffs arrest them on the border.
Exactly.
So they don't belong
they
in the state. They have no business in the state. So,
but I think the guy was telling him that because he didn't want to have to deal with it. You know, I mean, they're going to have problems with guys. Some of the guys in Homeland Security are just normal, regular, everyday guys that got jobs. You know what I mean? And when they start telling them to come after Americans, they're going to have, you know, not everybody in Homeland Security is going to obey those illegal orders. Their own ranks are going to have troubles. I mean, let's not forget these guys. Most of them are our peers, our neighbors, you know.
Absolutely.
By the way, I see you put Freedom Fest out there,
and
the schedule of the events. You know, one of the things, just want to let everybody know, anybody in New York that's going to come up that way, we've been invited up there to have a table, so we got a table, and we're going to run something off the computers and run some stuff to educate people and hand out stuff. So anybody that wants to come over to the table and to say hi and maybe even, volunteer for a few hours here or there to man the table would be good. And again, I can't say this too often, and I can't impress on people any more than what I can say and do. I mean, we got to get moving on this stuff. We cannot afford to be toying around. We have got to get ready for the worst. You've got to become grand jurist. You've got to do it now. Everybody needs to go out to newyorkcommittymen.org, go to the welcome page, which is newyorkcommittymen.org, right on the front page, register for workshop. Click that yellow pill and pick a date, one or the other, and register. Anybody that is a county organizer, leader, any state organizer and leader, get the people that you know. Make the phone calls. Don't trust emails. This is too important to trust an email, and emails get lost. People misunderstand them. Just don't trust. Get on the phones. Call the people you know. Tell them, get out to newyorkcommittymen.org and click on that yellow pill that says register for the workshop and register for one of these two dates. Let's get going. Let's get lots of people set up for this process, and let's get these grand juries going in July. Now, I know some states are still early, but that's okay. Come take the get the information and get the education. And you know what? You may want to start opening whatever you can as time goes on, because time is running short. You know, even if you get three or four counties and then you work on a couple more, then three or four or five more pop in. And then another group in this end of the state pops in with three or four more counties. Just keep adding them on. Let's do what we got to do. Let's get the 3,130 or whatever number of counties there are in the state of New York at this point. Let's get them all. Let's get grand juries in all of them.
John, I have one other question.
Yeah.
Could you kind of give us an update on your guys' current case? I noticed that they need to respond by the 20th.
Correct. Matter of fact, Gerard, you need to send me that audio that we recorded with Bill, so that I can write that paper, okay? And maybe you could throw it into Skype right now, and then later on I'll download it. Okay? Yeah, where we're at with that.
I know you can't predict the future, but what do you think is going to
Well,
come
we
about?
Made a big mistake on that case. Well,
actually,
you know,
we
again,
can predict the future.
we made a mistake. We made a mistake on that case.
Six, would you?
We made a mistake on that case when we opened up the case, we filed for an RJI. We didn't realize, and that wasn't too long ago either. We just now realized this, that we can do this and realize that we should never have filed for an RJI. But we should have run this case without the judge there. When we opened this case up, we told the judge immediately we wanted a conference because everybody needed to understand what their role is in this case. I think this judge understood this, and he dragged his feet for 2 months. And I wrote a letter to him about it and told him he better not do anything because we need to have this conference before you even think you could do anything. And but in any event, he just let it go a couple of months, and then he made a decision. And he decided to rule for the other side. Again, the same old, no cause of action. I guess, you know, if you're found dead with 30 knives and 60 bullets, I guess they still won't find a cause of action. I just don't understand these people. Well, I understand the people. They're criminal. They're crooks. They're no good. They belong in jail. That's what I understand. But in any event, so we filed papers back. We rescinded his order. We sent him a writ of error. We did not fine him. The next time we will. So we let him go on that. But we gave him a writ of error. We rescinded his decision. We made our own decision. Then we sent, we let the other side know that they had 30 days or 20 days, I forget how many days, but they hurried and they got the papers filed with the clerk as if it's closed. We need to send a message to them very quickly and that has to be pulled out. We're going to send a message to the clerk, give the clerk a writ of error, and show how he or she made that error and how they have to remove that conclusion out because the judge overstepped his authority. Now, you see, this is a clerk thing now. This has nothing to do with the judge. The judge doesn't have a role. Of course, you know, she'll talk to the judge, and the judge, we're going to let her know, no uncertain terms. We'll let her be facing 3 years. We're going to force this upon her to pull this back out and accept this error. So that's where we're at with that. Which, Gerard, if you get me that audio, I will write that tomorrow and get it out. We need to get that out.
Yeah, I thought I sent that to you, but I'll resend it. Yeah. I've got to figure out which one it is.
All right. By the way, Florida, you're still open. Ohio's still open. And Land Holt.
Yeah,
I forget what you said that was. You're still open if you want to pipe in anymore. Anybody else that wants to pipe in, raise your hand.
Somebody mentioned Mark Stevens out there. I've been on his site. I do get his email. I look at some of his stuff. I've never thought about getting a hold of him. You know, I wouldn't know how to get a hold of him. I just, you know, I do know he has good stuff, though, Mark Stevens. He's one of the people that we went, when we were on the internet, you know, learning stuff, that we did read some of his stuff. I'm kind of familiar with him. But.
Okay, I see a, I get back here, X-O-R-E-Z-X, however, whatever that pronounces,
yeah,
I don't know, but you're open, you got the mic.
It's Crush from Queens.
Oh, that's right, I remember now. Okay, I'm going to mute some of the, well, as long as we don't have any noise in the background, we'll leave these mics open and the people have mics open, but go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so basically it's just very similar to what you guys are, you know, arguing in regards to where's the injured party, et cetera. He kind of just argues very similarly to you guys. So I figured, you know, he might be a good person to get in contact with. I'm sure if you go on his website, at the very least, there's probably an email. I'm sure if, you know, you explain to him, he would be helpful in the matter.
You got that, Gerard? You were talking to Gerard on that, right, Chris?
Yeah, no, I got it. I'll go look for an email, and I'll send him some stuff and, you know, see what he says. You know what I mean? I understand he, you know, he uses the common law and no injured party and stuff. And, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get in touch with him. And you know, maybe we can, you know, support each other. He could throw some publicity our way and vice versa, you know?
Sure. I mean, if I even ask around, actually, I think my friend has been on his radio show, so he might actually know him a little bit better.
Right.
Like,
right.
His email address and all that kind of stuff. I could always ask him about that.
Right.
Well, I'd like to bring something up. You got anything else, Chris?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, I figured, too, if people wanted to check
have
out.
Have you signed up yet?
For the registration?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just did it now.
Okay, you did it online, right? We're not doing it physically, as you know. All those people that came out, if you can get in touch with those people, you know, I know I have them on my list and I've sent them emails, but they need phone calls. If you can call them, let them know to get out here, because people are confused, I guess, but I'm trying to be as clear as I can.
Yeah, I mean, if especially the ones that actually did sign up at the event, if you can give me their numbers, I'll call all of them.
All right.
I emailed a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I'll have to get you something. I'll email you something in the next 24 hours. That'd be good. So, let me just cover something real quick, because it's something that has come up in the past. It's going to come up again. I was on a chat today, and I put some stuff in there, and immediately I was assaulted or attacked with this idea of, you know, I'm a citizen, I'm going to be arrested, and all that stuff. Look, we don't hold to this, and we've been studying common law for a while. We're absolutely convinced of this, okay? You do not have to give up your voting rights. You do not have to give up your license. You do not have to do go through a whole exercise of insanity, which you can't survive in this country without these things to begin with, okay? You're going to be in jail half the time. I mean, if you're going to give those things up and you think it's so serious, if you got a gun permit, give that up too. And any other permit you have, give it all up. And believe me, you'll be spending most of your time in jail, because it's an uphill battle. So here's the bottom line, and this is a fact. We know this from experience, okay? We go into a courtroom, so we talk to anybody under any circumstances, even with this. It's we the people. My name as one of the people of New York. And in this court of record, in the case of going into a court, and in this court of record, sue, and then whoever I sue, and so on. Then we have some other things we say, but nothing, just a few other things we say about the oaths and the bonds. You know, we accept the oaths and the bonds and so on. And we call it an action at law. We don't call it a complaint. A complaint brings you into the nisi prius court. An action of law makes it common law. So we've done all the things necessary to put us into a common law position, number one, opening up a common law case. And we also told them who we are. We're the people. We're not the citizens. They can't assume we're a citizen. We are the people. No one will ever, you know what you are, and you don't have to prove it. Once you say, I'm one of the people, that's it. If they think you're not one of the people, they got to prove it. If they want to make that argument, go right ahead. You'll destroy them. Believe me, just think it out. You'll destroy them, because they got to bring up all the frauds that they executed upon you, and they have to expose themselves, okay, if they even understand it, okay? So it's not going to happen. They're not going to get you in court that way. They never will, and they're just not going to do it. You'll destroy them in court because of fraud. So the other thing is you know, we're telling these people there's a common law court, and we are the people, okay? We know who we are. We're not citizens. Don't even think that you can not obey us, because and they can try it, and they're going to find themselves that they're going to be indicted, and they'll be figuring this out in a court, being tried for whatever it is that they've done to us by trying to think or claim that we're something we're not, maybe calling us citizens. Now, as we speaking a little earlier, you know, going back into the early days, even before we became a country, and when we'd be very young as a country, they referred to us as citizens of New York, citizens of this and citizens of that. There was no big problem with the word citizen, okay? And they called it sovereign citizens, you know, citizens that were kings. And you're not giving up any of your rights. You're not giving the authority to rule over yourselves to some legislator. You're not doing that. We never have done that. Nowhere will you find that on any place. Show me where the people gave up their authority, their right to rule themselves. You show me where we gave the legislators the ability to legislate our behavior. Show me where. You won't find it, okay? So there's nothing they can do. And all they want to do is confuse us, have us going around chasing our tails, and doing all these exercises. And let me tell you a major problem. There's one group who's doing something on a federal level, and I hope they're successful. I wouldn't do it. They may be successful, and I pray that they are, because they got good intentions of what they're trying to do. They're just misinformed on some things, and they think it's that we're misinformed. But the truth of the matter is they're teaching people that they have to stop voting. They have to rescind their voting. I spoke with a guy from Pennsylvania today, had an interesting idea, and he said, you know, you can do the rescind your voting, and you can file a paper and an affidavit, and they have to allow you to vote, but you can rescind your registration. And I thought that was kind of cool, maybe, you know, that's something I might consider, but I don't know if people want to go through that exercise, because really there's nothing wrong with registering, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But I asked him, I says, well, okay, then if you take away your registry, you unregister, but you can vote, but you're not registered, how do you apply to a party to be able to become a committeeman? And he said, you can't. I says, well, exactly. Therein is the problem. And that tells us that we can't unregister because we have to take the committeeman process back too. Now, we went back and researched this, and we went back into the 1800s. We saw the law in 1909. It probably had been that way for 100 years or 80 years. I mean, probably very little changes over that time period. And we saw how the process went and how registry went and all that other stuff. And what happened was that each county had a registry book. And that county, that registry book for each party, which was those days were two parties, they had a registry book. And it registered all of the members of the body. And it was held by the county chairman. Okay, the county chairman held it. When the election, during the entire election six time period, going right through the primary elections and then right into the general election. Now, after the general election, they would turn that back to the state for storage. That was it. The state did not touch it. It was none of their business. It was just a place to store it. And then the next election came about, they went and got the books, and they ran the books, and that's how they figured out who could vote and everything else. People could join the party and so on and so forth. Or leave the party, change parties, whatever they wanted to do. And that's the way the process went. When they took over the system and they built a facade to make people think that the committeemen are elected, and they're not, they then turned around and they set up the process where the state controlled the registry. And now, of course, they changed some of the paperwork. You know, you have to check a box saying you're a U.S. citizen. Now, I did check that when I was 18 years old. That's a lot of years ago. And, you know, I first of all, I wouldn't even know what it meant, and I didn't know until just, you know, some years ago that I found out what it meant. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything because, again, they can't bring anything up without bringing up the fraud. And they're looking for me to go through all kinds of changes to say, oh, by the way, I'm not a citizen of this, and I'm not that, and I'm one of this, and I'm one that. And I just raised all these issues I have to prove now. See, if you don't want to argue a point, Lincoln said, don't bring it up. Okay? They certainly are not. So why fog the courtroom up with that? All that stuff that's never going to come up anyway. And you have already set the stage for your jurisdiction by saying, I'm one of the people. Nobody can... You said it. Nobody challenged it. That's it. The judge has to. Well, again, the judge doesn't even get the rule anyway. No one can go beyond that and say, no, hey, you're not one of the people because nobody argued the point. And they're not going to. So you don't have to give up all these things. But you do have to be careful when you go in a courtroom. Don't dare ever call yourself a citizen in a courtroom. You're done if you do. Okay? Just who you are, you're one of the people. That's all. That simple. You want to go no further, and no one's going to question it. So anyway, I just wanted to get that out. You know, so people may bring up this argument, and it really ends up just being a smokescreen and getting in our way. We have to go forward. And people who want to do it that way, they're welcome to do it that way. You know, if they want to live their life that way and, you know, deal with being arrested from time to time and, you know, that's fine. They could do that. They're free to do what they please. But you can't make everyone else do that. But anyway, all these mics are still open. If anybody else has anything, you can pipe right up. Or if anybody that doesn't have a mic open wants to raise their hand with a *8, go right ahead. See, I saw New York as the number 2. Who was the number 1? I just saw, okay, New York, I just opened your mic.
Hey, John, it's Hisham from Southern Ida.
How you doing, Hisham?
How are you guys?
Good, good. You've been getting all the news, what we're doing and everything, haven't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely, of course.
Okay. Get whoever you can signed up to register for it's going to be online now. I think you're one of the few people that had given me cash for that, wouldn't you?
Yes, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you can put it towards something good.
Oh, I appreciate that, then. Yeah, there's only about three or four people. I've got to try to get the cash back. The checks I never cashed. So I might have cashed two checks in the beginning. I got to go back and find out. If I did, I'll reimburse those. But, I held the checks. I wasn't going to cash them until I, you know, couple of big deposits. But I'm just going to destroy the checks. And so anybody who wrote a check, you can tell them they've been destroyed. And if they're one of the two checks that I might have cashed, then I'll go through my paperwork this week, and I'll find out who it was, and I'll get them reimbursed. But okay, but go ahead, Hashem.
Okay, so I've been getting all the emails and everything, and so does the NSA. Just a side joke
here. Right, I understand.
But I wanted to ask you, and I also, by the way, I registered for the webinar, and I received the confirmation already, so...
Right.
On the 2 days. I wanted to ask you regarding the committee man, is there anything different than last year except the dates?
Yeah, if you ran last year, you don't really have to run this year. If you want to run, you can, but you don't have to if you ran last year, because the elected committee men are elected every even year, okay? And even though they may be running the town committee men on odd years, it's irrelevant to us. It doesn't make any difference to us. Now, I always taught everybody run every year anyway, okay? But with the grand jury thing going, if you've already run last year, focus in on the grand jury. You're still good. When the grand jury fixes that problem and forces the state to acknowledge the elected committee men in the state of New York, anyone with a prima facie, petition for either last year or this year will be acknowledged as an elected committeeman.
So, let's say, for argument's sake, that the court would rule in our favor, let's say sometime in September. Would the term start from then or from primary of last year?
We would take over immediately, but it would be anybody who ran in the even year. But if you didn't run in the even year and you ran this year, which is an odd year, that would be acknowledged also. So anybody who ran last year or this year will be acknowledged as an elected committeeman.
Hashem, you would only fill out that term, though. In other words, those who ran last year would only have 1 year left.
Right.
You'd have to run the following year. So your term would be already, you already would have missed the year. You don't start 2 years from the day that the court says, because your petition was only good for those 2 years, and one of them
right.
was bye-bye.
You have to run every even year.
Okay. So
and we're expecting to do the jury thing, and we're expecting the jury to fix this problem, so we're expecting to take over the political process also.
Okay. So it's still good to ask others who didn't run last year to run this year.
Run now, yes, and it's not a big thing. And you know what? Going out there and talking to the people is a good thing. You know, you're finding out what's in their mind, what's going on. You can inform them about New York committeemen. You can inform them about the jury. You can get them to go out and become part of the jury process, you know, to sign up. And we will have, once we do these two workshops, they'll be put on automation. So those workshops will continue, but they'll be done differently. We're setting up Well, you're going to be able to register, not a search engine, what do they call that? A database. We're setting up a database, and you'll go out online, you fill out a form, and once you fill out the form, you'll be brought to a page, and then you could take the course right there. You'll be doing it by yourself, and you'll be listening to a recording, but that's okay, because if you have any questions, because you'll hear the questions that other people brought up too, but if you have any questions at the end of that, you need only come to our Monday night meetings here and ask the questions that you have, or give me a call, or we'll, there'll be other ways too.
So the 8 hours,
those will be
the 8 hours over the weekend, over the 2 days, would be recorded?
They will be recorded. We're not going to push some, you see, a couple of those hours will be on the process. And once the process, once we do the election process, we're going to remove that part. We'll leave it there so people can see how it's done. We'll leave it there, but it won't be something that they have to do. And you know, as far as the process or the way things work, a lot of that they'll kind of learn on the job training type thing, because there'll always be a foreman that will have the knowledge. Remember, whoever's going to be the foreman has to be someone who's the most knowledgeable people, the foreman, the secretary, and the treasurer, or the co-foreman. You might have one of two or three foremans, and where they'll call one foreman up, he can't make it, they'll call the other foreman. But there'll be always be someone that's knowledgeable that has to lead the process. And as long as everyone else got the right mindset, they're able to judge, okay? But as far as the process and the paperwork, there should be at least just one person who knows it, and they should always be teaching to other people so there's more than one person, and those people will be more active. So anybody that wants to be very active can be and be called all the time first, and if you can't make it, then someone else who wants to be active will have the second hit at it. But the rest of the people, they will make it or they can't. If they can't make it, okay, maybe you'll make it the next time around. We'll call the next person, talk to you later, and move to the next person. So we want to create, we've matured a little bit in our understanding here also. We don't want just 25 people. No, we want hundreds of people, thousands of people eventually. We want to constantly be pulling people into the system. We want to create a jury pool. And some people may just want to be a trial jurist, but they don't want to be a grand jurist. That's fine. We'll set it up so that they won't be called for one or the other. Or maybe someone wants to be just a grand jurist and not a trial jurist. But we should all be trial jurists. But if you can't make it, you can't make it. No one's going to force anyone to do anything. There'll always be someone else they can call. So people should feel okay knowing that they can't make every time, and it's okay. If they can only make a couple events a year, that's okay. You're doing your duty.
Very good. So regarding the people who would run for committeemen this year, only change the dates and the rest is the same?
Everything's the same, just change the dates. I haven't updated the calendar. Have you got a hold of the calendar yet? With the dates?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'll post it up on the line. I got to remember, I'll make a note to do that. You can go to, New York, New York State, NYSBOE, New York State Board of Election. You can go to their website and look for their political calendar, and it'll tell you what dates they start signatures and what dates they end, and in what week, usually from a Monday to a Thursday, that has to be filed on.
Yeah, I had Fred come in today with signatures for me to look at, so I know over here they're already walking here.
Yeah, I heard last night at a meeting I went to that they were already walking. So
yeah.
I decided not to walk because I did it last year, and I got way too many things to do, so I'm not going to do it this year. But if anybody who does walk, you want to get some stuff out to them about the grand jury, get them out to our website, tell them you should participate, and maybe one day participate in the committeeman process too. But, you know, they need to become patriots and get involved in their system so we could take our country back from these SOBs.
Yes. Okay. And like any updates on the cases, the two cases for the with the Board of Elections?
What about them?
Any new updates that took place recently?
Well, no, just that I don't know if you heard that we filed a writ of error to the judge, and we rescinded his order, and we put our own order out there, and we gave the other side, I think, 30 days to respond, otherwise they'll be found in default. And we're going to send out a paper tomorrow for an error with the clerk, was filed. They filed the judge's decision, and the judge doesn't have the authority to make a decision. We're going to rescind that and give her let them know that they got to remove that from the files. And everyone will get a copy, so the judge will be informed, and the other side will be informed. And so far, we've been met with silence from our activities here, so it's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well. May God make us on his side.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. All right, you're welcome. Anybody else got anything? And Ohio, by the way, is still open. Florida is still open. North Carolina is still open. Chris,
yeah,
you're still open.
Dave from North Carolina.
How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Jay from North Carolina.
Jay. Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to put this out there. Like, if you have DVDs and DVD format, that are like multiple DVDs for like one program. Like, let's say you make a DVD of this webinar,
mm-hmm.
and it's 8 hours long.
Right.
I, if you send me copies of multiple discs, I have the ability to get 8 hours on one single layer DVD.
Well, we were going to do that. We were going to do that, but we're going a different route now. And all people have to do is sign up, and they can get to a page where they can listen to it right on the page, or they can download it off the page. And the reason why we want to do it that way is we want to get the people's names, their phone numbers, and their emails. And so let's say we get a bunch of people calling from the Carolinas, North or South Carolina, or they're calling from Florida, or they're calling from California, wherever they're calling from, okay? Every so often, we will go through these lists, and we'll send everyone from California to the leaders of California so that they can make contact and get these people on board and do whatever has to be done with them. And the people in Ohio will send their list to the Ohio. You see, we don't really need the list. We have to worry about New York, but we can collect all this information for the other states and then help these people get involved and give them more instruction. Because sometimes people will look at stuff and they think it's too overwhelming, and then they just go away, they forget about it. But if they had someone that followed up with a phone call and said, hey, I'm here to help you, and then they have questions, and then they clear up the questions, it becomes clearer, and then eventually they come to understand this. Otherwise, they would have fallen away. So we're not going to do DVDs and pass them out as we originally planned, but we are going to give all of our stuff and our information free of charge. All they have to do is just register for it, and then they get access to it, and then their names and information will be given only to the leaders of their state who are organizing the state. And this, I think, will work a lot better for everybody.
Okay, well, I was just putting that out there, that I have the ability to put 8 hours on one DVD. So.
Right, I appreciate that, yep.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we don't want them to get out there and then people don't know what to do with it. Even if we give them instructions on it, sometimes people still get confused because they've really dumbed us down. We've been really very well-trained slaves. We're very well-trained, I want to tell you. And I speak to myself first, you know.
Hey, John. Hey, John, the guy that you had on there last week, the guy who was, he was a mechanic, he ran the shop or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
That was Dave Mongello, probably.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a website, he doesn't have nothing, does he?
No. Not that I know of. I don't think
he does. Yes, he has YouTube videos out on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, he's got YouTube videos, yeah.
And
what is his name again?
Dave Mongello.
Dave Mongello. As a matter of fact, let me see.
How do you spell that name? Mongello.
You know, if you look on our court case, the gun court case, he's the lead individual on our gun court case. You can look on that, and you'll see his name.
Okay.
Let me see if I can. Oh, you know where you can find his information, his phone number, everything? Is
where?
Go to newyorkcommitteeman.org, click on County Leaders, and he's got Niagara. So
Niagara.
Go down to Niagara County, and GLMN, there it is, Niagara, and you got Dave Mongello, his email's there, and his phone number.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But I'm personally here to learn right now. That's why I want more or less just listen to what everyone has to say.
Right. Well, let me suggest very strongly to you what you want to do. Definitely sign up for our workshop at the end of the month. And if you want to come to one of our presentations, we're having one tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go out to New York Committeeman, click on our calendar, and register for tomorrow. The other thing is we tell everybody on the front page, gives instructions on what people can do, you know, what to do next. You click on that button, and it'll take you to the jury page. And on the jury page, just read that page thoroughly, and it'll give you all the instructions of everything you need to do, how you can really get some good knowledge. You know, we got like about 40 hours of tapes on that, MP3s. If you just listen through it once, you're going to become a new person. I'm telling you, your understanding is just going to, explode. Okay? Now, if you really want to study it and you want to be able to go into the courts and kick butt or listen to those tapes numerous times. And then we have a free book we wrote on access into the courts. You'll find that on NewYorkCommitteeMen.org. Let me see where that page is at. If you click on judicial process on the left side, and then on that page, there's a tab on the top of that page, and it says court access. Now, that court access is a book we wrote. And we do need to update it, but it's great right now. There's a lot of great stuff here. And you can download all this stuff totally for free. We're not charging anything. We don't charge anything for anything we do because this is too important to charge money for. We do take donations, so anybody who can give us some money, we really could use it. Some people say don't look like you're really desperate. It's not good. Well, I don't believe that. We're desperate. Send us money. So,
yeah.
But, you know, that's, you know, we need money. Got to operate. But we do everything for free because we have to.
Yeah, because the truth has to, it has to get out.
Yeah,
got to
get
it
out there. And we know all the real people, by the way, all the real people that really give something worthwhile is giving it away for free. Bill Thornton doesn't charge a dime.
How about this plug, John? I donated some money, and it made me feel really good.
Good. Feel good again. No. But anyway, everything is up there for you to be able to go into the court, and then we're available by phone. We're here on Mondays. We're available in many other places, so you can come and ask us questions, you know, anytime. And we'll endeavor to give you the best answers we have, and I think we're getting better and better every day, you know?
Right, definitely.
And we're not, look at it, if we find a mistake, we're not going to continue to build on a mistake. You know, that Ron Paul thing, I don't know if everybody remembers that debate, you know, when Ron Paul says, yeah, well, you make a mistake, yeah, you should be fixing that mistake, not building on top of it. And we appreciate that. So if we find a mistake, we will acknowledge it and we will rebuild that area. We won't build up on mistakes. Anybody else? A lot of mics are still open. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start shutting down mics because I am hearing a little background noise. But anybody who wants to talk again, just raise your hand again and you'll be given the mics. So anybody else, hit star 8 to raise your hand, and we'll open it up. And Florida, you still got your hand up, so I guess, do you still want to talk some more? John? I think that's John down in Florida, right? Hey, well, we'll wait to see if Florida wants to talk.
John, yeah. Once you open up a mic, if they're not saying anything, if they star 6, they can mute themselves and unmute.
Okay, great.
Star 6 to unmute whenever you want.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, anybody who knows that, star 6 to unmute, star 6 to mute, if you've been opened already once. And if you haven't been, star 8, if you can't get yourself unmuted, try star 8. We'll see your hand go up, and we will unmute you. So any other questions or comments? Ken, do you have anything you want to add to any of this stuff? Anybody else? Gerard, you got anything to add to any of this stuff?
No, somebody was asking how to save the text chat out here, and there is a way, and I don't remember how to do it. I was working on that. I don't know if you know or anybody else.
Well, I can tell you, you can highlight a little area, just a couple of words, and then do a Control-A, and everything in the entire text is highlighted. Then do a Control-C, and then put it into a notepad or something. I would say put it in a notepad because it'll be too rich in a – well, you could try a word processor, see what happens. But that'll do it. So.
Right.
All right, so anyway, anybody else, just raise your hand. Real quickly, I'll go through a few things on our website. We have our Monday night conference calls, which is this is here, obviously. People are in this room, but those who are listening online, you know, they download this. If they're interested in coming in live, just go to our website, newyorkcommitteeman.org. On the left side, click on Monday Night Conference, and it'll give you the details on how to get in here. We also, this is the time for the committeeman running, so anybody that's in New York that has not run for committeeman before and wants to participate in the the power we're hoping to pick up as soon as the grand jury corrects this problem. And then we'll take the political process. They should run for committeemen. We're going to need some good people to run for committeemen. So run now. We have video on how to fill out your papers. We have written instructions how to fill out your papers. We have the forms available. If you need a walking list, which is the list of all the people in your election district that you would need to get their signatures from, you know, we have a, you can request a list. We'll get you a list. But follow the instructions very carefully. Watch all the videos and read the papers in that area of committeeman. Make sure you do it correctly. The judicial process, we have a lot of information here. Some of the key stuff, of course, is the jury and court access. But we also, if you click on common law, you get a complete, everything we have on common law on that one page. It's really, it's a course. It's what, how we learned right here. This is the stuff we learned off of. Okay. Then, of course, our calendar tells you the events that's going up. If you go up to the top right side, join our meetup. Everyone should join our meetup. Get on our mailing list. You may be getting some mail from us, but at least if you get onto this mailing list, you won't miss anything. You'll get anytime an event that's important for you to know about, even though it's not in your county, you might want to attend, you'll learn about it. If that event is happening in your county, you'll learn about it there. If you have a question, you can ask on that channel, and we'll respond on that channel. It gives us the opportunity, a place to communicate, and we have statewide. You can find people in your state there in this group. You can find people in your county. Today's issues, big thing on today's issues. Let me tell you, everybody should, and it's almost all video. Get onto the today's issue page and start watching the video. Start from the top and work all the way down. Let me tell you, real eye opener, very important stuff to know and understand. And then find your county leaders or your state leaders. Just click on those links down on the bottom, and you'll find other people and participate with them. I have a feeling that's Gerard. Let me see. Yep, that's Gerard. Gerard, you're right. You do have to get a new mic. Go down tomorrow and get a new mic. And by the way, I bought a banner for this weekend's event. And again, let me repeat that. We're having an event. There's a three-day festival in New York here, right south of Albany. Anybody that wants to come up, and we're going to have a table open there. If you want to help us out and spend a few hours talking to people at the table, that would be helpful. We will have we'll put this information up online, but it's a three-day event, and it's called Freedom Fest. And I'm looking on the page now. Find out, let's see, where's that page that tells us the focus of each day, Gerard, you know?
Tells us the focus of what? You broke up.
Well, for instance, Sunday is focused in on God the Father Day. It's Father's Day, so it's focused in on God the Father. Another day is Flag Day. Oh, here it is. Friday is going to be Flag Day, honoring the vets. They got a lot of speakers, a lot of entertainment and different side attractions, a lot of stuff going on up here. It's a festival. Okay? Saturday, all day, it's going to be focused on the Second Amendment. And again, honoring our founding documents. And they've got a lot of speakers up there again. They've got events, and I think they even have music up there. Yeah, country gospel going on up there. And they got a lot of stuff going on. And they have a lot of side attractions. So if you got kids, you bring the kids up, and they'll get involved in the side attraction. They got animal stuff going on, and just different things. Shelter construction, and then they have a kids area for crafts, face painting, balloons. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a great event. We're going up for the whole 3 days. The third day is going to be God the Father's Day. Okay. And again, another day of events, speakers, entertainment, kids areas, side attractions. So, and the whole thing, it's called Freedom Fest 2013. And this is not the first time they're doing it. So they've been at this for a while, and every year it gets better. So anybody that wants to come up to that event, we'll be posting that information on our webpage for calendar, for the calendar page, and we'll also post it on our meetup. If you join our meetup, you'll be able to get the emails and the reminders of those events. And if you do come up, look for our table, and maybe you can volunteer a couple hours of your time. How's that for a long commercial?
Sure.
Anybody else have anything? Gerard, you got all kinds of noise coming from your mic there. Just thought I'd share that with you.
I don't think it's me. I'm sorry. My mic was muted.
I know, but there's sound coming through. When I mute you, it goes away. You need a new mic. I agree with you. You made that statement earlier. You said I need a new mic. All right. Anyway, okay. Ohio, let me unmute you. You are unmuted. You got the mic. Southeast Ohio.
I was just going to ask the guy from North Carolina what part of Minnesota he lived in.
North Carolina, are you there? You're unmuted if you want to, if you're hearing that and answer the question.
South Minneapolis.
Yeah, I just moved from White Bear Lake.
Yeah, I grew up in over by Lake Tacoma, so over by the airport, but I drive truck right now out of Clearwater, Minnesota.
Okay. Household or freight?
Refrigerated.
Refrigerated.
I got a load of Blue Bonnie ice cream on here right now.
Yeah, but you guys are horrible to park next to the truck stop when you try to sleep. That reefer always going on and off.
Yeah,
I was household. You were 36 and 61 is?
Huh?
You know where Highway 36 and 61 is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I work for an agency there called Metcalf. It's on 36.
Uh-huh.
But right next to 61 in English, you know where that street is?
I started to call in Iowa, and I'm in Minnesota right now, heading back to Minneapolis right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just quit running the road about a week ago.
Hang on one second. Let me end this recording, and then we'll continue the call. But let me just end this. Hang on a second.